The word in Spanish for Holy Week is Semana Santa. And when I was in our mission team in El Salvador back in the 1980s, one of our parishes was in Chirilagua, which was about 2 miles from one of the most beautiful beaches in all of Central America, from El Cuco Beach. And during Holy Week, there were 100,000 people or more who came to that beach from all over Central America and Mexico. And I thought that was a rather large number. So I asked one of the girls that was in the choir, I said, is it true that 100,000 people go to the beach? Well, the thing is this, they have a word for like a backyard on your patio, you have a lounger, you know, you can lay down on, and they call it a sanganas. And she said to me, yes, that is true, Father. We do have over 100,000 people that come to that beach during Holy Week. And remember, during Holy Week in Latin America, everybody's on vacation. The banks aren't open, there's no mail, all the stores are shut. It's one big vacation week for everyone. And she said, yes, there are 100,000 people who come, but they celebrate Semana Sanganas, and we celebrate Semana Santa, which means they celebrate Lazy Boy Week, and we celebrate Holy Week. Well, near the end of our gospel account today, the Passion of Jesus from St. Luke, we are told of another reaction to Jesus' passion and death, namely that all his acquaintances stood at a distance. Now, we can celebrate Holy Week, as some people do, I guess, by going to the beach if you live in a warm climate, or in another way. Now, those people that kept their distance knew Jesus. They weren't people that were strangers to Jesus at all. They were his closest friends, some of them. They heard him preaching and teaching, witnessed his miracles, perhaps even benefited from miracles. But they chose to stay a safe distance from Jesus when the going got tough. So, this is the question we all have to ask ourselves on Palm Sunday. Where will you place yourself this week? Keeping your distance from all the pain and suffering Christ endured, or close by, staying near him? Because it's when we go near Christ that we can be transformed by him. And it is by embracing crosses in our lives, rather than trying to run away from them, that we truly become his disciples. And so I urge you to spend this week as a Semana Santa, not Semana Sanganas, and to take part in our Holy Week services, to take advantage today at 3:00 at Mount Carmel Parish. We'll have our combined communal penance service, 3:00 at Mount Carmel. There'll be at least four priests for confession, the confession part of it. To truly make this a powerful week for yourself. And so I pray that all of us will make this the best Holy Week of our lives.